$25 value. You must be present to win the grand prizes. Also, register for hundreds of dollars in prizes from area merchants. Enjoy food and beverage samples and a great fashion show, compliments of Flint Hills Mall. Ladies, join us Thursday, April 4th from 4 until 7:30 p.m. at White Auditorium for our 40th Working Women After Hours.
The massive meat sale is down to its final day at Country Mart. Today is it. Don't miss these great prices on meat today only. Whole boneless ribeye, $7.39 a pound. USDA Select whole beef brisket, $3.89 a pound. Whole Boston butt pork roast, $1.39 a pound. Previously frozen St. Louis style pork ribs, $1.89 a pound. And previously frozen 10-pound bags of chicken leg quarters, just $4.79. The big massive meat sale. Today only while supplies last at Country Mart in Emporia.
Hey folks, Mark Bover with Clint Boyer Autoplex. We were able to help a lot of people last month and want to continue this trend going right into March. March, can you believe it? What happens in March? Leprechauns, green beer, parades, spring weather, more big-time vehicle savings. Heck yeah! Come in and let us show you what we can do for you. Imagine purchasing a car today. Where would be the first place you would go when you leave? Stop by and let us show you how to save and be treated like you should be treated. Clint Boyer Autoplex, 2815 West Highway 50, or call us at 343-6723, where we care.
Enter to win groceries from Goods Cash Saver. Today, text the word GOODS to 620-342-5863 for your chance to win a $25 gift card from Goods Cash Saver. Winner will be announced after 4 o'clock today.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
It is 831 KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local, and live with us and local with us in the Roger Hartsook interview room at the KVOE studios. We are going to be talking about the annual Lyon County Community Baby Shower, and we have a trio of guests with us, Gail Barrett. Gail, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you.
Good to see you again. How have you been?
Not too bad. Nice and busy.
Well, I suspect you are staying busy, and we know the folks at Newman Regional Health are staying busy. Heather Elward, who is the Women's Life Center Director. Heather, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Well, I should say welcome back to you. You're kind of a frequent guest of ours, and that's great. It's great to have you in here all the time.
Well, thank you. I enjoy being here.
Sharing all the good news. And also, Sailor Middleton of Newman Regional Health. Sailor, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
And you're becoming a regular, too.
I am, yeah.
Well, that's good. You do such a great job. And there's plenty of good news to share from Newman Regional Health.
Yes, spread the joy, yes.
I know before too long, we'll probably be hitting on Denim and Diamonds.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely. So, and Teddy Bear Clinic in April. So, coming up under a month. Yep.
A lot of stuff going on.
Yes.
We want to highlight today, of course, the community baby shower, the Lyon County Community Baby Shower. And Heather, let's start with you. How did this all come to be, this community baby shower? Do you want me to hand that off to Gail first?
Well, I think this all became because of Gail.
Yeah,
well, she wants to answer that. I will let her.
Well, let's tell us, Gail, how this all started.
Yeah, so, well, Heather and I were just trying to talk to remember when our first year was, and I think we decided it was 2017. But my husband and I lost a son to sudden infant death syndrome in 2010. And after we created our foundation, we were looking for ways to kind of give back directly to the community here. And one of those ways was a community baby shower. And so that first year we were at the Tech College and didn't really know what to expect. And it's kind of just grown on its own from there. And it's really taken on a life of its own. But that's kind of how we've gotten to this point, is we wanted to see our money stay here and help the families that were important to us and close to us. And so we used kind of a template from some other area showers, and then now we've just gone with it on our own.
Well, it really has morphed into something large and special here over the years. Before we get into the specifics of the baby shower, you did such a wonderful job not only creating SIDS awareness after, you know, losing a son, but you also did a wonderful job in raising funds over the year, too, that you have been able to really put to good use.
We have. We were really lucky to have some really good fundraising years, and the community Emporia Community Foundation has been a great asset to us to help kind of grow our money and keep that fund going. So we're really excited to be able to. This was the first year we didn't have Wade's Ride. A little bit weird for us, but it was also kind of a bit of a relief. Our families are busy, And it's really nice to see that money still growing, and we have tons of years of money left to be able to keep doing this, and so it's really fantastic.
Yeah, not only awareness raising, which is very important, but also your pack and plays. Tell us about that exactly. For people who don't know what they are, tell us what they are and how you buy and disperse these.
So pack and plays, or a safe sleep portable crib, is just a good way to have families have a safe sleep spot for a child. So whether it be at their house or a grandparent's house, or, you know, I know people who've left them in their vehicles, to just always have that safe place for babies to sleep. We really just wanted families to have access to one, just knowing that we are giving those babies a good, safe area. And so that was kind of where our mission went, was to make sure we purchased those for each family. And so we, on average, it seems like about 70, I think last year we got close to 80 that we purchased, and we get them shipped to us one by one and make a stack of them, and off we go.
So how much does a pack and play cost?
Well, unfortunately, that cost keeps going up. So back when 2017, when we started this, we were able to purchase them for about $50 a piece. They are now about $75 okay. a piece. So increased quite a bit. We think it's really important to have the bassinet part of the crib for those babies. So we kind of make sure we have that extra little added feature to those. But they're $75 a piece.
Gail Barrett again. We're talking about the Lyon County Community Baby Shower, and let's get into the specifics. Heather Elward of Newman Regional Health. Well, I guess first, Heather, give us the when and the where of this event.
So it is Wednesday, March 27th at the Anderson Building out at the fairgrounds. We have three sessions this year. We broke up into multiple sessions during COVID, and that seemed to really work well because families got more one-on-one time with all of our vendors. So the first session's at 2, then 4, then 6.
2, 4, and 6. And that works out well, huh?
It does.
Something good that came from COVID.
It's one of those good perks we got from that. So not gathering a whole 150 people in one room at one time. So
basically, as far as who is eligible, who would you like to be serving here with the baby shower?
Well, anyone that is expecting or is just delivered in the last 4 months. Because really the first 6 to 9 months is that critical time for when most SIDS cases do happen. So it's important for them to get that pack and play at that time. When we look at number of cases for SIDS, most cases are in an adult bed. So this is why it's so important to have that pack and play in your car. So if you end up staying long at a friend's and the baby needs a nap, they shouldn't be napping in their car seat unless you're watching them 100% or in a swing. They really need to be on a safe, flat surface.
Well, you've been around to see a number of these baby showers. How encouraged are you by the growth of this event and the awareness that you've been able to spread?
I think it's just been astronomical. We have seen our rates, you know, our overall infant mortality rate decrease, and I really do attribute it to the shower and to Gail and her family just for bringing more awareness to the community and letting people know how important it is. Everyone has fallen asleep with their baby, but it is really important to be consistent and to spread the message of what can happen and just to educate our families. So I think it's just been an amazing event to have over 75 to 100 moms every year get that information firsthand. So.
Well, and see that rate drop, Gail. How special is that for you to hear that?
Yeah, it's fantastic to know that not only that what we did and what we went through has kind of helped the community, but that we had partners like the hospital who really went with it. You know, if you pick up the phone and you're on hold music for the hospital, you hear Heather's voice giving safe sleep recommendations. You see it in the elevator. All of those things have become important. The more that all those new parents can see that information, the more it's internalized. And it's just really, really made a big difference to have that partnership with someone who really understands it as well.
And really, before Gail, you know, she is the one that brought the idea to the baby shower to me. And now, since then, you know, we've become a certified gold safe sleep hospital. So there's certain education we do. We had never done any of that training with our own staff. You know, we taught our patients about safe sleep, but nothing like we do now. So it's really increased our awareness also at the hospital and made us more responsible. And we do a lot more education now than we did before.
That is great to hear. And the baby shower coming up at the Anderson Building, Wednesday, March 27th. Sailor Middleton of Newman Regional Health also with us. So plenty of vendors on hand for this event?
Yeah, we do. And this will be my first event as well. So first event, first year doing it and helping with it. And I'm really looking forward to that. And I know Heather's got the list of vendors right in front of her. She kind of gave me the eye. So shoot that one over to Heather. But yeah, no, we're really looking forward to it. And just being able to also, be an outreach for the community of a place to come and be able to find resources and be aware of, things like that and things that they may not, know beforehand. So we're looking forward to it for sure.
Yeah, very important information and obviously well attended, and it has been, keeps growing over the years. Well, speaking of the vendors, Heather, who can we expect to see?
Yes, we have Newman Physical Therapy, we have Newman Breastfeeding Clinic, the Poirier Public Library, Kansas Children's Service League, United Way, WIC, Stormont Vale Providers, Kagan Care, just number of different things that we, some of these resources moms may not know are in our community, so I think it's good for them to come and just hear what they have to offer for new parents.
So
I feel like I learn something new every year. We have a new person that I didn't know we had that service in our community.
So. That's great. That's great. So who wants to tackle how registration works, Karen?
Let me do that.
Go for it.
I didn't know where to turn for this one.
Well, I know. And I have a QR code in front of me, so that's not very helpful on the radio. But I do know you can. it's listed on Eventbrite, and then it's also on our Newman Regional Health webpage. There's a link from there that will take you to that. So.
And this is free to attend?
Mm-hmm. It is free. Yes.
We love to hear
that.
And
we are not sold out yet, so there's still plenty of time to sign up.
Okay.
So we have a max.
And when you sign up, you take one of the three sessions available, is that correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. And you just have to sign up for you, but you're welcome to bring a support person or whoever you'd like with you.
And
they don't have to sign up.
Okay. And Gail, the pack and plays, they are for all registrants. How does that work?
Yeah. So as long as the participant stays and visits the booths and stays for the safe sleep presentation that we do, we hand out the pack and plays at the end. We always order a certain number without trying to overorder. So if someone, shows up day of, we will make sure and get them one. It may not be that day, but we've never missed a person as far as I know for the past however many years we've been doing this. So we always make sure everyone gets one, and we just hand them out at the end.
So who is doing the safe sleep presentation?
So that's usually me, and Sarah Fager does it with me. So she does a fantastic job, does the one at the Becoming a Mom class as well. So we tag team. We can probably do it in our sleep at this point.
I bet you probably could.
I think Sarah, she has her safe sleep instructor, so she had to take a special course for that. So I think she's one of the only – there's not very many in Kansas, so we're pretty excited that we have her in our community to do the education.
I know, Gail, that you are working too and helping out new parents in other counties too. Have you reached out further than Lyon County here?
We haven't done as much lately. I do know that Coffee County, I think they pretty much have a standing one now that they've been doing for the past couple years. I gave information to them and kind of helped get theirs going. So they have a good one, which is great since they do have a hospital there. That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Morris County had done one off and on in the past. I don't know how consistent. I think their numbers were so small that maybe it didn't pan out. We always welcome from any county surrounding Lyon County. So it's just not limited to Lyon County. We know, Chase County, Newman serves a bunch of areas where there's no hospitals. And so we always welcome those other counties to come into the baby shower as well.
So if people would like more information about, the pack and plays and all that you do, can they reach you through Newman Regional Health or just contact you directly?
Yeah, they could do either way. I still get lots of questions and comments. I see a lot of kids out in public and families in public that have lots to share about things they've encountered or success stories they've had from having the pack and plays around. So, yeah, you can reach out at any point to me or to Newman Regional Health, and they know how to find me.
Well, and you can tell how much this means to Gail, and she's more than happy, obviously, to help out and answer any questions that you may have. So thanks for all you do.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, and thanks for coming in here today.
Thanks.
It is the Lyon County Community Baby Shower coming up Wednesday, March 27th, Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds, sessions at 2, 4, and 6. And you can scan the QR code that you can't see on your radio here for more information. But there's still openings.
Yes,
so
there are.
I'm sign sure up. You can call and get yep. more information if they want to register sailor.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Yes, yeah. They can call, and they can also go to our website as well. They can call our main line, and they'll get you directed thank to the business office, and I'll make sure to take care of you. So.
All right. For any sure. sponsors that you'd like to mention here before we
I think just, depart? Yeah, we have ESU, Flint Hills Tech College, Newman, Kansas Safe Sleep, and then the Wade Barrett Memorial Fund. So,
all right.
Again, thank you to all of them. And it's just amazing to see these, you know, we take a pre and post test and to see these moms that have learned stuff at the event. So Gail does an amazing job teaching. So we're excited to get going. And there's also door prizes. We didn't talk about all the door prizes.
We did not.
Yeah.
So
we give away door prizes too. So there's another reason to attend.
Well, door prizes too. Coming up Wednesday, March 27th. Heather, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank Heather you Roberts, so much for having
yeah,
us.
Yeah, Sailor Middleton, yes. Newman Regional Health. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Lyon County Community Baby Shower, Wednesday, March 27th at the Anderson Building on the Lyon County Fairgrounds. That is a wrap on Newsmaker 2. Good morning. It's 8:45.
Unlock your farm's potential with DPH Biologicals, science that yields over.